Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, 55-15 over the defending champs. I know you had mentioned, you know, they're the champs until somebody beats them. Hopefully it's us. Well, that happened tonight. How did it happen, Coach? I guess take us through that a little bit and kind of, you know, what was the difference? I mean, it's obviously a big scoring margin there.
You know, we had a really good sustained drive, our first drive, and, you know, punched it in for a touchdown. We got a three and out and scored again really quick. And then from there, it was just kind of our kids just being really physical and, you know, being the hammer the rest of the night. And kids just made plays. They were really well prepared and executed well.
Yeah. Coming into this, Coach, did you and your coaching staff kind of have an idea you might see something, maybe not 55-15, but something like this kind of play out where you felt you could, you know, be the hammer instead of the nail?
We knew we had to be the hammer and not the nail, but we did not foresee an outcome like this. You know, we thought we were good enough to beat them. We thought we could win the game if we played well. You know, we didn't foresee, you know, being this type of outcome.
Early in the year, and I've talked with this to you many times, but I feel like it's maybe worth bringing up again for those that haven't heard our interviews, but you lose to Helan, and I think I was talking with you either the day next day or maybe the following week, and you're just talking about the offensive line really had a tough night, and I just think it's worth talking a little bit about how far they've come again, you know, from the beginning of the season to where they are now. I mean, you have a stable of backs that you're able to use and move around, and, you know, it could be anybody's night on any given night, but it always has to be the line's night. So I guess take us through that line. Who are those guys, and how far have they come?
You know, left tackle, Andy Kohler, and left guard, Joey Gonzalez. You know, those two, Joey didn't even play the first game, wasn't even started yet at that time, and Andy really struggled. You know, Parker Kilburn, our center, is a new starter this year who struggled a little bit that first game. And then our right guard, Alex Broderson, and right tackle Avery Jacobson. Avery's our only returning starter from last year. But every single one of those guys just took it to heart. Really good teammates, really good young men, and just have battled and got better every day. And right now they're playing really well.
Stupid question, obvious question maybe, because I think, no coach is going to, you know, down-talk his players or whatever. But did you feel it was still in there? Did you feel it was there? They had the, they had the abilities, just had to, you know, get a little maybe experience.
Yeah, I mean, we knew they could get better. There's no doubt about that. All our kids have the ability to get better every day, and that's all we ever asked for them. And we knew that, we talk about size isn't a superpower. You just have to get better and continue to execute. Just be tough. It doesn't matter what your size is. Maximize your talent. Do what you can for your team.
Coach, you will play Thursday, Class 4A state semifinal, 4:00 against Pella. You're the 3 seed, they're the 4 coming in. So, the pretty good matchup there. Obviously, Pella's, had a lot of success, and I'm sure you don't know anything about them at this stage. You'll get into it, I'm sure, and maybe you do know something. But just regardless, you were there last year. You played at the Dome in Class 3A. You played a really, really dominant champion, right down to the wire. Easily could have won that game. What does it take at the Dome when it comes to, you know, finding a way to win?
Well, I don't know. We haven't been able to do that yet. It's kind of fitting. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and we're 0-4 in the Dome up to this point. Maybe I'm the Buffalo Bills of coaching, high school football. Who knows? I talked to kids tonight, and that doesn't mean anything. It's a new year. It's a new opportunity, and it's just about let's find a way to get better this week and attack and execute.
Yeah. Well, I got a feeling Josh Allen's going to break through this year, Coach.
Hey, you never know. Hey, maybe we can and they can, right?
Yep. Coach Justin Smith from Sergeant Bluff Luton, Hamburg alum, once again getting his team back to the Dome. Coach, congratulations again on the victory. We appreciate it. Enjoy it, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Justin Smith there again, Buffalo Bills fan, Sergeant Bluff Luton.